wound, that's a tachanas nefashis. For this, you're not allowed to be healed by a goy. Mashmu, though, any type of a makkah that's external, then it's permissible, then it's okay. And maybe the svar is, you will watch, we'll be able to see what the doctor is doing, so not a friend will come to kill you. So makkah shachrit losh makkah shachalal ain't misovim him. Mashmu says, my benai, what's the difference? For both of them, is a tachanas nefashis. Like Rashi says, my benai, what's the difference? He, they're both the same thing. The Kaimlum we hold the Gemara in Yuma to Chomake Shechlal Mechal Olas Shabbos. Any internal wound you have is a Tekonos Nefoshes, and you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. So they're both saying the same thing. The first Gears was anything could be Mechal Shabbos, and they're also saying the same thing. So my Ibnai, what's the difference?
He received reward.
In my benayu, so where it says, ikibanayu, yes, there's a difference. Ikibanayu, gav hayad, the gav haregel. If you have a wound on the back of your hand or the back of your foot, which your wound there is a tekonos nefoshes, if you don't take care of it, that's the difference. According to the second lashon, it's only a makar shachalal that it's also to go to a goy. But if you have a wound on the back of your hand or the back of your regel, even though you could be mechal Shabbos for it, but still, he would hold, you're allowed to go to the guy. Since it's treated externally, we could watch him to see what he's going to do. We're not afraid to come to kill you. But according to the first law, you know, anything that's a tachanas nefashis, that you could be mechal Shabbos for, you have to stay away from a guy. Here, even though it's an external wound, since it's a tachanas nefashis, it's also to go to a doctor, to a guy, to be healed. The Omar of Ada Bamasna, Omar Rav, Gav Hayat, the back of your hand, the gav or regal, the back of your foot, harayin kamaka shechalal, they're considered very dangerous. It's a tekonos nefoshes, like a wound, an internal wound, and therefore mechalin alayhen es a Shabbos. It's permissible to mechal a Shabbos. It's a tekonos nefoshes. If you don't treat it, he may die. The suffix, he may die. Therefore, you're allowed to treat it. Any type of treatment on Shabbos. So that's the two lishayin over here. Yes. Like the first shita, and anything that's tekonos nefoshes, it's also to go to a goy to be healed from. Omarav zutra batuvia. Omarav kol makar shetzricha oimed mechal nolayer to Shabbos. Any type of a wound that we have to wait to see what a doctor will decide whether he will live or not. Rashi says oimed means shemusukenus kol kach, is very seriously ill. Shetzorach l'omda yim yichyev yim yomus. You have to sit down to start thinking, will he make it or not? Because any time you have a doubt whether the person will make it or not, that's enough of a doubt to make us tekonos nefoshes that you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. It doesn't have to be the doctor says, like, for sure, if you do not treat him, he's going to go. It can only be a doubtful. But as long as we have a doubt that maybe he will not make it, that's enough to be mechal Shabbos. Komakesh etzricha oimid, we have to value, look at it, decide whether he'll make it or not, is right away mechal was a Shabbos. Omar Rav Shomer Bar Abba, Omar Rav Yechanan, Fahai Ishto Tzamirto, if you have a Ishto Tzamirto, Choyli Chamer says, right, heat, right, fever, Tzamirto Loshen Tzaripa V'chamimos, with the Gemosa Bakonis, what, Tzamro Tzamura, you have what?
I think the rush is malaria, malu, it's a
dalad
at the end, but it's probably
supposed to be. If you have a high fever, right. Haishta tzimita, high fever, that's also, it's a proof that there's something wrong internally, and therefore, mechal nolayah for Shabbos. You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for this. Now, meheichon makas shechalal, where does it start a wound that's called internally that you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos? Because where's the borderline between external and internal? So Pirish Rav Ami min hasofa ulufnim, from the lips inwards, that's called internally, but from the lips outwards, that's called external. That's the difference. The lips is a dividing point. What's the luck of the lips itself? I'm not sure. Now boy Rebeleza kichi vishini mai, what's the luck by the gums and the teeth? Let's say you have a wound on your gums or a wound on your teeth. What's the luck? One svar is kivan diakushi ninu, since they're very hard, so it's probably your wound doesn't affect it that much there, so maybe it's not called a sakana. And therefore, kamaka debroi dummy. It's like a wound of outside the body, it's called external. Since our stomach is very hard, it's not called internal, it's not soft enough to be a sakana. Or do we maybe know? Still, Kivan de gavoi kaimi, since they're inside the lips, they're more inside than the lips are, therefore kamaka shechalal domi, it's called like an internal womb, that is a sakona. There could be mechal shavas, and that's halacha.
Gavoi means inside.
Right, yes. Inside, right. Kivan de gavoi, it's inside, it's inner, it's more inside than your lips. Therefore, it's still like a makkah shechalal dami, and therefore it could be mechal shabbos. Some rabbi abayis says, "Let us tosh makom and bring your proof." Says alochom ha'choshes b'shino. Somebody has a toothache on Shabbos, so oh mash mechosh, it's only bothering you. It's not a wound. We do not know that you have a wound on your teeth. It's only bothers, little pain there. That's all. You only have pain. So it says ha'choshes b'shino. Somebody has a toothache, you have pain there. So therefore, lo yigameya ben esachomich. You're not going to swallow vinegar. Why? Because nobody takes vinegar unless she has taken it for medicine. That's simply like taking it for medicine. So now let her just drink down vinegar. Mashenkin, if you want to take schnapps, schnapps will be mutter. Because other, even healthy people take schnapps. It's not nikur, it doesn't look like you're doing l'shem refuah. Normal people drink schnapps also. But here, chaim is vinegar, that you don't drink. Just therefore, it goes into medicine. This is called taking refuah, which is also on Shabbos. So the diik is, choshesh hu deloy. Only if you have only a pain, that we do not know you have any wound there, then it's awesome. Ha'koyev le'tuva mashma, it's a big wound, it's a very painful. So we know there's a wound there, and then shapadami, then it would be permissible to take medicine. Why? Because it's a sakonas tefashis then. So here you see, it's still a sakonas tefashis. Someone says, maybe no. Duma maybe tona hechid de'koyev le'tuva, choshes nami korelei. Maybe this Tana, when he says choshes, you just are afraid. It doesn't only mean you have small pains. Maybe even no matter how big the pains are, even though it's a real wound there, he also calls it a choshesh. He calls the biggest pain you can have a choshesh. And still, maybe it's not considered like a makkah shechalal. It's not a sakonas nefashos, and it's also to be mechal shabbos. Therefore, you cannot even take medicine. See, I have no proof from this Mishnah what will be the lach of a real makkah in the teeth. Toshma, come and bring another proof. It says, Reb Yechnan chash b'tzafdina. He had pain, tzafdina in his gums. He had pains there. So what happened was, he had a wound in his teeth. Chash, he has pains in tzafdina. Also, legaba dehi matrilisa. He went to some goyish doctor. He went to a lady guy. Rashi says, "Avos chov moisa." We'll soon see the Morris question. I'll be allowed to go to. We'll soon see. But he went to her. Of the chamisha, so he gave us the medicine on Thursday. Or Malish Shabbat, he came back again Friday. It was still bothering him. She gave him some more medicine on Friday. Omalei. So now, was Rabbi Yechiden said to her, "Lemochomai, what's going to be if I have a pain tomorrow on Shabbos? I cannot come to you tomorrow on Shabbos. I have to give a drasha tomorrow." So tell me what I should do. Give me this medicine. Let me know how I can make up medicine myself to cure myself. I can't make it to you tomorrow. What should I do tomorrow? So Amalei, she said to him like this, listen, you don't need it. You're well already. Don't bother me. You're okay. You're not going to need it tomorrow. But he said, so what? But what's going to be if I got tomorrow my pains? I don't trust you. What's going to be if I have pains tomorrow on Shabbos? I can't come to you. The kids, he wanted to know the cure. He wanted to learn from her, how do you cure such pains? Yeah. Oh. So she said like this, Ishtaboyle, I want you to swear to me, Lemaglis, that you would not tell anybody. If I tell you how to make this medicine, I want you to swear you would not tell anybody. Okay. Ishtaboyle. Right, Rabbi Yechiden swore, but he swore like this. Ishtaboyle, he swore to her like this. Which means to say, I will not tell Hashem, but people I will tell. So he swore, Yisrael, to Hashem, to the God of Yisrael, I won't tell anybody. So what happened was, she told him then the remedy. Tomorrow, when he gave the drush in Shul, he told over this remedy, told the Jews, he told them the drusha, and in the middle of the drush, he said, you know, if anybody has a real strong toothache, instead of taking some booze, instead of just taking some schnapps, I'll give you the real refuah. He told them exactly how to do it. That's my son. So Mara asked the question, how could the Jechon do this? He swore to her. How could he go against the Shua? So the answer is, I only swore I would not tell Hashem about this. But I'm going to tell the Jewish nation. Okay, so you didn't swear false, but still the Gemara asked the question. But it's still a chil Hashem. The Chura, she did not understand this way. She thought that you're swearing, you would not tell anybody. So the Chura, the chil Hashem, when he goes and tells us of Hesia, the answer is, the Moran says, Digolele Mikara. He told her this right away. It was right after she told him the remedy. He explained himself to us that you should know, I'm now going to tell everybody. And you think I swore to you, I only swore I'm not going to tell my God, but to my people I'll tell. So that's not called the Chil Hashem. Since he explained it to her, so it's not called the Chil Hashem. He said what I did. I didn't do anything wrong. You missed it. And that's it. Smash this will not be called the Chil Hashem. We see that it's called the Makash Shechalal, that he won't take their medicine on Shabbos. You see, he held, if it has the two things, it will be mutter. Screw that for Raya. I'm Rav Nachum Yitzchak, Shantz, stop here.
The question is, if so, how come... Okay, you were holding that Chof Ches Amr Aleph, again, in the middle of the story with Rav Yochanan. Again, the original question was, if you have a toothache, a maka, a bitzafida, if you have a toothache, is that considered like a maka shachlal or not? Is that considered as konos nefoshes? Is that considered something that he could be Mechal Shabbos on or not? So where was the thing approved from Rabbi Yochanan that he once was Chash B'Savdino? He had, as Rashi says, he means he had a bare toothache. I think Toi says it's like scurfeets on the gums. And he went to this Matrinusa. He went to this lady, Goyisha doctor, and she made a refuah for him on Thursday and Thursday and Friday. And then Shabbos, she gave it over to him how to do the refuah, and Mashmi would do it on Shabbos. So how could he make the refuah on Shabbos as being Mechal Shabbos? So this is the proof that a makor of Tzavdino on the teeth or the gums is considered like an internal wound, and therefore it's permissible to be Mechal Shabbos on it. So Morris says maybe no. The Morris says in the fourth line from the big lines, Alma we see kamaka shechalal damya, that we see a makor on the tooth or the gums is considered like a sakonos nefoshos, is like an internal wound that you allow to be Mechal Shabbos. So my answer is, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Shani Tzavdino. Tzavdino, scurfy is different. Hoy lo mascho bateh. True, it starts in the mouth, but it does not end there. Hashit, yeah. It does not end there. The goyim of Vivnei Mayin, it goes into the intestines. And since it goes further into the body, that's why it's considered like an internal wound, therefore it's permissible to be Mechal Shabbos. But you have no, what?
Is that scurvy?
Right. But you have no proof on just a regular toothache or a regular gumache. You have no proof. Now the Gemara says, my simne, what was this simen, what was this refuah that she gave him? So Rami, my simne, what's the simen, what's the signs, the symptoms to say that a person has scurvy, has the sickness? So Rami midi ben kichi, wherever he puts between his teeth, he bites anything, it makes him bleed. By his teeth, he bleeds. That's what Rashi learns. It's a schoila by the teeth, and whatever you put near your teeth makes it bleed. So that's the symptoms that you have, scurvy.
Rabbi, you said something before about vinegar.
Mimai heavy. What does it come from? What causes this sickness? Mimai heavy. Samura says... Mimai heavy. So... Mikriri kiriri dechiti. If you eat cold wheat, if you eat wheat in the winter when it's cold, that could cause it. Rosa mechamime chamime desari. If you eat barley when it's hot barley, that could also cause it. Or mishiure kisa dehasna. If you leftovers from the special dish made out of fish with its brine with some flour. You have some eat leftover from kisa dehasna, which says dag. She tignu b'shum and you roasted it in oil. Hayotzim men, what comes out of the fish, imakemach with flour. So if you eat some leftover of this, that causes you to have scurvy. My avdalei. Now, what did this matronisa, what did this lady doctor do for Rabbi Yochanan? Omar Rav Acha brei the rova. May sar, she said, take some barley juice, v'shem and zayis and olive oil and melech and salt. That was the big refuah. Uma baravashi yomar. Mashcha di avza with some geese fat, the gadfa with his feather, the avza with the feather of the gadfa. That's what she told him. Shmuck the shmirit, because now the shmir is fat on your wound, on your gum, with the feather of the geese.
Omer Abaya, no avdi kulo. I did all these type of remedies here. For let's say it did not heal my scurvy. The Omer Hittai, for a certain Arab told me, I see kishai so dezeta, take the pits of olives, the loimolo tilsa, that was not a third grown yet, the olive was not a third grown yet, the kalnu, and the burn it, amora, and amora is like a spade, charata, a new one, and now vidobik bay, vidobik bay, mustang with the ashes, smear it on your gums. The dori avde, is the dori avde, the dori, on your, or rush, the thing learns, dori means on the teeth. Smear this ashes on your teeth. So avdi hochi, he did like this. This was Abaye, right. So he did like this, avdi hochi, this is it, then it became well. Okay, these are two different remedies to cure scurvy. So the question is, right, for Rabbi Yochanan, the question is, hey, how could you do like this? How could Rabbi Yochanan go to this lady doctor? So much, it's not a question of being a lady. The question is, she was a guy. And we had before, on a Sophic Nefashas, you're not allowed to go to a guy to be cured. So how could he go to her? So for instance, hey, could you have a hochi, but I'm a rabbi, I'm a rabbi, I'm a rabbi Yochanan. Kol maka shemachal no leos ha-shabbos, ein matzar poi mehen. Rabbi Yochanan himself said, anytime you're sick enough that it's a sakonas nefashos, that on Shabbos it's permissible to do things to heal him, it's also to go to a guy, because we're afraid maybe the guy will treat you the wrong way and you'll die. So how could Rabbi Yochanan go to her? So first thing we're into is Adam Choshev Shani. Rabbi Yochanan was an Adam Choshev, they knew him, he was close to the government, so that anybody would be afraid to have him killed. So therefore he wasn't afraid, maybe the guy will give him the wrong remedy, the wrong treatments, because she's afraid. That's one answer. Rashi Mustapoy Machusa the Mikhtale. They'll be afraid of the government to have him killed. So the rest of this true for Rabbi Avua, the Yodim Choshev Heve. Rabbi Avua was also an Yodim Choshev in the eyes of the Goyim. He was also close to the government. Still, for Romele Yaakov Minoi, when Rabbi Avua had something wrong with his foot, he had a wound on his foot, so he went to this doctor, our famous doctor Yaakov, the Min, the one that's Odik and Avoy the Zara. Yeah, he put on him Sama, so I put medicine, Ashakya, on his thigh. Says Yaakov, the doctor, puts the medicine on his thigh. Now what happened was, V'loi Rav Ami Bravasi, if it wasn't for the fact that Rav Ami Bravasi came right away to the rescue, to Rav Avua, and the Lachakuhu, they licked off Lishkayim, as they washed off his thigh. They took off that medicine that this doctor, the Min, Yaakov put on it, Paschal Ashakya, he would have had taken off his leg. So here you see that Yaakov wanted to have him killed, wanted to have his leg taken off. So even though he was an Adam Choshev, Mashma the Goyim are still not afraid. So he would still do things and be excused. It's a mistake, we didn't really mean it. So you have to be afraid. How could Rabbi Yochanan go to this Goya to be cured? So for instance, the Rabbi Yochanan, Reifa Mumchevi. The answer is she was a professional doctor. A professional, then we have the sword that said before, Le Mora Nafshayu. She's afraid to lose her license, right? She would not do something, treat you the wrong way, then she'll lose her position. Mm-hmm. So she's a mumche, she's professional, then it's permissible to go to even a goya, even a lady doctor. So that's the question. Rabavua Nami, Reifa Mumche. Rabavua's case also, the Siakov. He was a famous doctor. He was a special doctor. Sakam over here, we see even though he was a mumcha, still he tried to have him killed. Shaner Bavua, the mukmi bay mina benafshayu. Minim are different. The goyim that are minim, they're otik and they're avoid zara, they're worse. Like they hate the Jews even more, and by them we have to be afraid. They'll put upon themselves the pasuk of, like Shimshon said, Thomas nafshi in plishtim. I'll have myself killed with the plishtim as long as I could kill the plishtim. In other words, it's worth it for this min to have a Jew killed, even though it means he'll lose his license. Even though he'll lose his moron of shayu, it's worth it for them. See, if the doctor's a min, then it's still us. Even though he's a professional, a Jew has to stay away from him. But Rabbi Yochanan, she was a professional doctor, and she was not a min, even though she was a goya, therefore it was permissible for Rabbi Yochanan to be healed from her.
Think,
yeah. And also, like Rashi said before, there was no Jewish doctor. Mashma, no Jewish doctor knew how to cure this. But that was the case of Rabbi Yochanan later, after he found out the remedy, he made a drosha. He told all the Jews what the remedy is. Much before this, nobody knew this remedy. Then Rabbi Yochanan went to this Goyisha doctor, because she was the only one that knew the remedy. But he wasn't afraid, because she was a mumcha. By a mumcha submissible, we're not afraid they'll treat us wrong. Oma Shmuel, hi pedoso sakanti. You have this sickness called pedoso, whatever this is. You know it's a sakonis nefoshes. That's what she say here. Tetsa no makas kerev. You have a wound, an open wound. You got a wound from a sword. You have an open wound, so it's bleeding. So it's a sakanta, it's a sakona, a doubt, a danger. Maybe you'll die. Therefore, machalin oleh as a shabbos. Not to be machal shabbos for him. What's the remedy to stop the bleeding? So tachli b'chola, put some tachlet cress b'chola in vinegar and put that on the wound. That will stop the bleeding. You do that. Leyasuke garda, to let it start, to let the scab start growing. And now you stop the bleeding, but it's an open wound. How are you going to make the skin start to grow again? Divlo v'girda, that's what you should do. Put these two things together. Divla Rashi says, Garda Diva, Rashi Garda, what, Lasuki, Lasuki, Lasuki. How do we get it to grow skin? So Garda Diva, Rashi says, Esev, a type of a grass, Shishmo Yavla. That's what you should use. The Girda Diasno, or Shigurid, Shoshev, and Isnoisa, Girda Im, Giras Eitasne. Put the scrape this onto some bushes, thorn bushes. Yes. Inikro Mikulisa. Teloyim, Rashi says, Shatanagola Menakrim Biyashpa. Take the worms that the chickens eat in the junkyard. Yeah, that's what you should use, these things. What is he saying?
Yeah, he says,
right. His worms.
Take root of Sinodon and appearing in the bramble or worms from a dunghill.
Okay, now take these worms. Put these worms on the maka and that will make the skin grow. Omar Rav. Omer of Safra. Hi, Inviso. If you have this Inviso, Rashi is a babuas. If you have big blisters that looks like a grape, is Parvanko de Malacham de Musa. That's like the beginning of the Malacham Ovis. Rashi's Kloyma means to say, Mesuchanul Homis. When you have big blisters growing or popping up that looks like a grape, that's a danger. Yeah. Hi, Maya Susa. What's the remedy? Tigno Badusha. Soak it in honey. Rashi tigna b'dusha esav anikra rudya roy it is yeh balaz and put that into honey oy kafsa b'tilaya. Rashi another type of grass mustamit laya. Rashi has yain chosik, put into strong wine. That's what you should make and drink this. Had hoche vachid in between. What you do then? Maybe you die in between. In between, laitzi invasa, take a grape bas minoy that looks the same size as this blister that you have, the nigno noloi, and scrape it on top of it. If it's a white blister, take a white grape. The yuchmetol yuchmetel. If it's a black blister, take a black grape. Amarova. Hi, simto. If you have this simto, what she say? No for chaymed biyodim. Any type of something blowing up. No for
abscess.
Yeah, growth. So parvanko di ashti. That's the beginning of getting a sickness, of getting fever. You get a big fever. Maya susa, what's the remedy? Lamach yoshisin, eskatule, like snap your finger 60 times on it. For the kriyo, then cut it, shesibera, make a crisscross cut on this growth. V'hanimil, when was this said? To like chibereshia, if the tip not become white yet. The chibereshia, if the tip became white, less lambo, then this will not be a good remedy. Rashi says, "Vichiberation is bashaloi tzialeichos here for us. If it's healing already, got a crisp, right? Got a pus, white pus on top. So then it's okay. Then it's healing already. You do not need this special remedy." Another one says, "If the pico," Rashi says, "Pita bas rectum has cracked it. He had a."